Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Maryland coming back. It's a three by Mills at the top. All Cotton. Maryland leads. Mills hits the triple. It is 51-49 Terps. Got cut off by Dre Gibbs Lawhorn. Lob inside. Rice to Payne. Right at the rim. Layup good again by Farrell. He's starting to take over, Chris. It's 58-53. Mills kept it alive. Coit bats it ahead to Darius Adams. Alley-oop Payne. Flying left baseline. Slam dunk Farrell Payne.
Maryland won 74-67, but you know the best thing about that?
What?
Farrell Payne is back, played 27 minutes last night, scored 20 points.
Yeah.
For what we thought could have been.
I thought that was the end for him this season.
Well, remember we had, I don't know where you were in that day. He wasn't Naki. In, was he? Were you in when Naki
no,
was
no,
on?
He was, yeah,
yeah,
was he?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Naki said expect to see him in Vegas.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's no way in the world. And he, not only did he play, played 27 minutes, scored 20 points last night. Darius Adams added 15. And David Coit, who coming off his, 40-point performance, he scored 11. Maryland beats UNLV. They're 5-1 now on the year, and they have Gonzaga tonight.
9:30.
So now, that'll be good. I can watch that
one. Yeah, you couldn't watch last night more than likely unless you're one of those night owls that wanted to stay up and watch them play at midnight. The other thing with this is now facing Gonzaga, who come off of a huge win over Alabama. Gonzaga's got two big early wins, one on Creighton and now this one on Bama. I don't know how you feel about them year in and year out, because like it's almost like when everybody's talking about them, don't bet them to win it all. And then when nobody's talking about them, bet them to go far in the tournament.
I have newfound respect for them. I do. Because when you can play in a weaker conference and still beat the Giants in college basketball like Mark Few has done over the past, decade and a half?
But think about...
This is loaded,
I respect
them.
So you go back to Mark Few when he had... So he had Chet Holmgren. Drew Timmy just got picked up by the Lakers. He was averaging 25-8 in the G League. You had Jalen Suggs there. You had the Nemhard brothers. All of their starting five, their entire starting five, now that Drew Timmy was the best college player out of all of them, mm-hmm. but he wasn't going to be a good NBA
pro,
player because
yeah.
he's kind of that tweener, mm-hmm. that 6'6", 6'7", guy that can, he plays bigger than he is, but not overly athletic, can shoot a little bit, but he eats up those college kids. Now getting to the NBA and seeing it, their starting five from that year is all in the league. Mm-hmm. So it's not like they're just a good team that beats up on inferior opponents in their conference. They're getting NBA talent.
But you got to also put some credit to development in that also, because he's not getting the quote-unquote blue chippers.
He is now.
Yeah, now he was, but he didn't build his program.
Talking about back when he had Adam Morrison and
yeah,
some of
he
guys.
Wasn't getting the play. He built that when everyone thought he would leave for higher ground, he stayed and made that higher ground. Mm-hmm. And that's why I respect him, man. When you can stay in a place like that and become what people thought you would leave for. And I always say, I made a joke when I did the event for Brenda Freeze. I said, my buddies and I had a joke. I mean, when she won the national championship, what blue blood program would she leave for? She stayed and made it a blue blood
right.
program.
Yeah.
Few did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
When he had early success, you wondered, what blue blood program is he going to leave for? He didn't. He made it a blue blood program. Yeah. And I think that's what my respect is for him. When you can make something out of what was nothing, that's coaching. That's culture building. And I know we're supposed to talk about Maryland, but it's just like I said.
They're playing Gonzaga tonight.
It's hard to do what he did. And it's hard, Jeremy, it's even harder to sustain it And you just talk about him picking up a big win against Alabama. Sustainable. Mm-hmm. It is sustainable.
What was it last year? Didn't they beat the hell out of Kansas or somebody to start? And
I can't remember.
Kansas didn't turn out to be the Kansas team we thought.
Doesn't matter. Resume builder.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Resume build. Maryland, 5-1. Did you think at this point of the season, looking at the schedule, they would be 5-1?
No. And by the way, I didn't think their one loss would be the loss that they had either.
Georgetown,
yeah. Yeah. I didn't think that would be the one that they lost. And again, I think this is cool. I was just saying a joke because I didn't realize, like, you have tournaments and showcases. This thing in Vegas during Feast Week, as they call it. This is a tournament.
It's a tournament, yeah.
So, like, you win and you play on. So, when I got on this, I'm looking at the schedule today because Maryland played at midnight. Maryland UNLV is on my slate today because it didn't finish last night. And so, it shows up. And then I'm scrolling down and I see Maryland Gonzaga. I'm like, what the hell is... I was like, oh, it is a tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, a lot of places you go, like the Madison Square Garden or down... The Madison Square Garden or the Bahamas. I feel like I put the in front of everything. No matter where you went, like, usually it's a showcase. You play one game and then you're gone. Maybe you play two.
Play two. Most of the time you play two, I thought.
It depends, man, because like some of these places you've gone, they'll set up four teams or eight teams, and they'll just play four games, and that's it.
This one is guaranteed three games.
Yeah.
Because even if you lose, you go into the loser's bracket or whatever.
It's crazy. I think this is awesome, man.
I do, too. I do. Is Buzz Williams the king of downplaying?
I mean,
he downplayed the hell out of this team, man.
I don't know yet, but like... I could see that. The other thing...
The more I'm watching, I'm like, yeah, Buzz, you got us, man.
And by the way, that's not a home game for UNLV because of where they're playing, but they're in Vegas.
Yeah.
To me, that's a huge win to go out on the road, especially getting Payne back. I mean, I
and trailing at the half. Keep that in mind. They were trailing. They scored 47 points, Ed, in the second half.
Yeah, I stayed up and watched the whole... No, wow. I didn't say I wanted any of that.
Well, I just feel good because I thought he was out for the year.
I thought he was going to be out for an extended period of time.
I thought that was it. And I was like, oh, he's your best player. They're gone.
It feels like when Paul Pierce went out and he had to take a poop and they put him in the wheelchair.
Uh-huh.
Although we did see his injury. He was screaming on that floor. You could hear it over the broadcast.
Oh, he wanted to take the attention away from that streak mark that was in the shorts.
Is that maybe what it was?
So he screamed loud enough.
Take him out of the wheelchair and he comes back in.
I know Buzz Williams, the coach on the court. I don't know Buzz Williams, the guy... that leads up to the season, but I'm wondering a little bit if Buzz Williams is not the king of downplaying, because he downplayed this team big time. He had us thinking, you know, maybe if they go 3-3, it'll be a good start. Those are Buzz's words.
Yeah.
Well, we knew nothing about this group. Tillman Island, Jay, what's up, Jay?
Hey, good morning, Rob. This question is for you, Rob, because I've been following the Terps like you have. Are they going to be able to compete with Gonzaga? Because Gonzaga loves to shoot them threes. Are they going to play a perimeter game, or are they going to go to a zone?
Their perimeter defense is, from what I saw week before last, was a subject of concern for me. But I don't know if you want to go zone against Gonzaga unless you want to play a strong matchup zone. Maybe a 3-2 or something of that nature. You go a traditional 2-3 zone, I think Gonzaga will shoot you out of that. I think they're going to have to fight through screens, maybe switch a little bit, because I don't think it's much of a mismatch if they do switch at certain spots. But I don't know if you can go traditional zone against Gonzaga.
Do you like what you see so far?
I did not. In all honesty, I saw maybe 15 minutes of last night's game, 15 real minutes, not game minutes. But up to this point, they surprised me only, and I say it again, because Buzz Williams didn't play this team up a lot. I don't think any of us really knew what the collection of talent would be. We knew the individuals based on where they were before. But together, I didn't know what to expect from them.
Well, what do we say all the time? So, like, when we watch Fordham or the Citadel or one of these other teams that come in and they've had guys that have played there for 4 years in the tournament, and all of a sudden they upset somebody.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, they don't even have anywhere near the talent that but it's the rapport that you build with your teammates.
Yes,
there's something to be said. Like, I don't want to use this as an example, but I will. If you guys have been watching, the Detroit Pistons are good now, right? Good basketball team, if you haven't been watching. Watch the way that they move the ball now, which is something we haven't seen in years past. Mm-hmm. Very unselfish, finding the open guy, the extra pass. I always talked about the plus one. This is a good shot. Bang, that's a great shot if I pass it over here. So, like, seeing that, it's something to kind of look at and say, yeah, you can build the rapport with your teammates. You took all these pieces and threw them together in a short period of time. We don't know how good any one individual is outside of Payne. You put them together, and then you see how they're playing. They come out 5-1. Yeah, we were upset at how they looked against, what was it, Towson?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were upset that they lost to Georgetown. But they got a couple other big wins in there. I thought last night was a big win on the road.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.